cutting people's heads off, people's chopping people's heads off, chopping people's heads off, cutting people's heads off, chopping people's heads off. We've answered that, but let me repeat it because it's important. No one can know the answer to that question. As to we can know of certain knowledge is that you cannot have a country that is free and democratic and respectful of all the people in the country if you have safe havens for people who go around chopping people's heads off. We can't have a country if that's the case. Therefore, the government and those assisting, in this case the coalition, have to understand that. It doesn't take a genius to understand that. That means that to the extent people think that that is an option, chopping people's heads off, and try to do that, heads off, they will find it is not an option. The only option, heads off, that exists for those folks, heads off, is to decide that they have a stake in the future of that country and to become a part of the political process. And when I use this phrase tipping, people don't go from here over there. They move this way, just a slight bit, and pretty soon the overwhelming majority are over in this area, recognizing that that's the future. The future is not a dark future, cutting people's heads off. The future is a bright future for them, of where they can participate in it. They may not have exactly the same degree of control they had previously, because it won't be a dictatorship. It's too bad. It's a different world.
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
Cutting people's heads off.